and welcome to Dune Reads Goosebumps and Dune and Geo Watch Stuff. I am Dune, and this is Superfan Giovanni.
It is.
And girlfriend Connie.
Hello, hello.
And what we're doing now is a commentary track on the episode from the Goosebumps TV show on Say Cheese and Die. This is season 1, episode 15.
Correct.
It's available on YouTube.
For free.
And it's available elsewhere. You might be able to cop a VHS
from
like Fox Kids.
You want to punish yourself.
Yeah, on eBay or something. We're going to end up pressing play. You press play along with us. We'll give you a 4-3-2-1 start or go. What do I normally say?
Start.
Okay, I'll say start.
And then, I feel like you say go, but it can be either.
I feel like I say something different every time now. Now I need to go back and listen to it. Anyway, Dune and Geo Watch Stuff is a separate commentary podcast that me and Giovanni do.
Yep, when I fly out here once a month, twice a month, and with each visit, the quality of the tracks degrade. So make sure to listen to those first five, everybody.
Yeah, and Gio has the Get It On podcast. He writes the Superfan Sidebar on AdamCarolla.com for every podcast. He does Pod Gods. He does MacGyveCast. You've heard him guesting on podcasts. He's everywhere. He's Giovanni.
Yeah, and I also listen to lots of Dune Reads Goosebumps.
It's
one of my favorite shows, and it should be one of yours. And keep supporting Dune so he doesn't stop doing them because they're really great.
Yeah, because sometimes I get a little bummed out about my non-hearing.
Yeah.
Anyway, the cat is in heat. And I'm sorry, I know, for years I've been saying it's going to stop. It will, I swear to fuck. And right now, though, she has a little catnip in her. She's chilling.
She seems pretty stoned right now.
Yeah, doing a little better. So hopefully she'll shut up like she didn't during the last Comics Online podcast we recorded today. That being said, we're about to kick off on...
Say Cheese and Die.
Say Cheese and Die, the first commentary me and Giovanni are doing for the... Strange bastard child of Dune Reads Goosebumps, Dune and Geo Watch Stuff, and the Get It On podcast.
And kind of Are You Afraid of the Dark, too, in a certain sense.
We did those, actually, on Dune and Geo Watch Stuff already, so there's a couple episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark with our commentary already.
I feel like we should do more.
I feel like we should focus on Goosebumps, since it's the same shit anyway.
Are You Afraid of the Dark's a little more Canadian, a little spookier. Goosebumps is very 90s Fox Kids. I wish this was better.
It couldn't be better. All right, that being said, we're about to start this up. I hope you're all queued up. And 4-3-2-1, start. God, the intro to this is so much worse than the one that Dusty did for Dune Reads Goosebumps.
Yeah, your custom audio versions is way better. Also, the Are You Afraid of the Dark intro is way better, just saying.
No fucking way. Okay, sorry, it froze for half a second, and I was like, really, we have to redo all this?
The G just went over to the dog. Oh, just passing the dog's feet right now.
Oh, yeah, you're
dog
doing the
dog says glow.
It's funny when I'm like, oh, I could do those effects. Yeah. I have no training whatsoever, but it's so 90s.
I know how to give a dog yellow eyes, too, but it involves jaundice and spoiled semen.
It involves years of alcoholism to make the dog.
And that is G-Unit right there.
That's a good one.
And, what else is going on with this show? It's funny seeing all of these because you're like, oh, there's Revenge of the Mummy, there's Go Eat Worms, and there's the guy in the Haunted Mask, and there's, super villain guy. It's interesting.
All the credit stuff are all the season ones, the stuff they did, so probably the camp one.
And I would argue it's the highlights because it's not like they're going in order. Who is that kid? Is that Ryan Gosling?
I don't know,
no, but he was doing, Young Hercules, I think, at the time, or, yeah, he was Young Hercules. He was on a show on Fox that aired in syndication, too. Where he played like a young Hercules.
I remember that.
Yep.
Huh.
I think it was post-nose job, which I didn't even know he had, but apparently that's... he's such an attractive man. He's like, yeah, nose job, facial surgery.
I don't need a nose job. I need a lot of plastic surgeries, no nose job.
I need far more than you do.
Dodio don't be no nose job said. Dodio don't know nose job. That's a Digital Underground song.
Oh, yeah.
That's the second time I've referenced them tonight. It's so weird, just these kids, because every time you expect them to be, like, someone that turned into a real actor.
Yeah, I know.
And then you're like, then my mind goes to, these kids are too fucking ugly for that. And then my mind goes to, oh, God, you're judging children on their looks.
I feel like you. Yeah. Steve Levitan, for some reason, I think he came up in some other show or something we were just talking about recently. Carolla was talking about him, actually, his show. I think he does Modern Family.
Okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just to give you a recap so far, the kids were watching the weird steampunk enthusiast leave his shop, and he's going to go up and, you know, get some more Victorian garb.
And they've now broken into his lair.
Talk really annoying, and then they just found a secret compartment with a secret
helmet? What is that?
Hey. Oh, is that the camera?
Yeah. Hey, prop department, what's the shittiest thing you can make look like a camera? Yeah, yeah, let me see. Oh,
mm-hmm. I think that's the Heart of Gold from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Have you ever seen the show The Tomorrow People? No, nobody has. Okay, well, we need a prop that looks like it's from the ship in that TV show.
There's a lot of good blogs that have, like, shit from, like, Star Trek that's used in, like, 50 episodes.
I just love how they automatically know how to use that camera.
And know it's a camera?
I wouldn't have figured it out at all.
Immediately, I'd be like, is this some sort of fake vagina? Or, I don't want to be touching this thing.
I love that that's your response. You're like, look at this laboratory equipment. What is that? Can I fuck it? Oh, whoa. Look, there's like something boiling over in a pot. I wonder if I can fuck it.
So far, this is Final Destination with Pratt.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Very steampunk.
Oh, no. Yes. Steampunk scientist is back. I wonder if I could fuck him. Also, that guy is like 32 and trying to play 60.
Yeah. He's really good at that. But again, this is Final Destination with pratfalls.
Nobody years of abuse have made it so I'm 26 looking like I'm trying to play 40.
Why is everybody always running in the 90s?
Oh, they're always running in every movie.
It's when they invented freestyle running.
That's true. Well, parkour.
Yeah. I saw a Nickelodeon special on it.
On running and its prevalence in the 90s?
Well, he does kind of look like What's-His-Face from...
Hey, Nick News is going to break down running in the 90s.
Oh, well, it was like a Nick News special with this
one. Didn't Nick News, like, tell kids to beat off?
Linda Ellerbee had a masturbation and an AIDS episode, both that I saw before I was 10.
Oh, yeah?
Fucked up my head.
Do you learn how to beat off?
Yeah, but I had to watch Linda Ellerbee telling me how to do it, so...
I don't know who Linda Ellerbee is, so I'm going to assume she's the fat girl from All That.
No, Laurie Beth Denbrook.
Yes, that was just on Workaholics, yes.
I would still marry her. I don't judge people.
That's fine. I appreciate that. You're like the blind guy that's going to be on the Comics Online podcast.
Yeah, whose girlfriend I'm going to steal.
Okay.
As we've decided, blind men shouldn't be allowed to date a trans
woman. You could steal her and replace her with the guy from Police Academy who does the voices, and just have someone doing impersonation for a while. Yes.
He's a cool older brother.
He looks like
the
guy from...
Up face?
He looks like the guy from Mask, yeah. The Elephant Man.
Rocky Dennis.
Yes.
But he also looks Canadian, too. So it's like, is he Canadian or is he Rocky Dennis? Also, I still feel like he's better looking than me.
I like his outfit, too. It's just like, can you dress up like 1993? Does that flannel come in triple XL? Because I'm almost 5'2".
Come on, though, that is Drive. You're right.
Is that really Ryan Gosling?
Yes, Gosling.
It is.
I am a genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodness.
I like that Goosebumps was too intense to air on TV for kids' shows, so they have to even make it even more pussy than the books.
Yeah. You know what's even weirder as a side note? There's the Goosebumps books, then there's the Goosebumps series, and then there's the Goosebumps books based on the series, which are the original books that the episode is about, that they shorten down to about 60 pages.
So it's the shooting script.
That really is Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I'm a genius, because I'm not good at pointing that thing out, and then, oh, now I like that guy.
I wonder how he is. Nothing.
Yeah. It's not acting, Mom. It's whatever you're doing.
That guy looks like, even though his hair is long, looks like Jack Black in Airborne.
Everyone looks like Jack Black in Airborne, mate.
That's true.
Our first dude in GeoTrack, check it out. I sing. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I won an award for people who should not sing it. Mm-hmm.
He really did get a nose job, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know Ryan Gosling was Jewish.
Yeah, he is, because he did that movie The Believer in 2002 where he played a white supremacist who's Jewish, and the way they argue it was actually in real life, he's part Jewish, I think.
Yeah. He looks Jewish. He looks like all those blonde Jewish people. That's funny. And then he looks like the Goyim and just makes millions. I guess, I'm sure he made millions off Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Just like I do. Oh, wait, no, I lose money. Damn it.
Say cheese and lie, because we can't depict death on children's television. These cameras make everybody a fibber.
It's going to be like Pokemon, where instead of say cheese and die, it's going to be like, say cheese and became exhausted and fell asleep.
Capture their spirit.
God, I want to just capture Ryan Gosling's spirit.
All in my face.
I was drinking a mimosa. Now I'm drinking a cerveza called Guama.
Turtle beer.
So is Gio. Ken is drinking a water.
It's because I'm proper. Meh. Not even. I'm just boring.
Meh. I'm trying to recreate the incident where I ended up passing out in your bathroom.
Okay, do you understand
what... don't, because I really had to pee.
Yeah, that's true. I
really did.
Well, maybe that was my goal.
To distract people from peeing?
No, so people come and pee on my face.
Once again, as a quick... Wow, that's why you locked the door and passed out. Giovanni just... Because we're subtly hinting at it. Drank a lot and passed out here in the bathroom with the door locked in the middle of the night. And Connie and I both got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. She gave up and I knocked on the door until he finally woke up. And I
Which was pee. Like two knocks. I heard Giovanni as immediately up. So I assume that you didn't say
No, those are the two knocks you heard before waking up. Yeah. Anyway, so what's going on right now, if you didn't realize, is first off, that's the picture from the cover of the book. They posed it well. And then second off... Wow.
Yeah, wow. Awesome effects. Yeah. Love that.
It's amazing. They just used 90s clip art where you actually clicked it out and pasted it on there. So, the
that
camera...
That was the scene where Ryan Gosling becomes a camera faggot, as we call it, right?
That's what is there... What's that term?
People who take pictures are known as camera faggots. Is that just me?
I have never heard that.
They're called the Chinese. They're the people that carry cameras. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What is this?
I don't know if you have the this version. Ours went to a cut that said Jetix from the DVD we have, and now it's a commercial. God damn, we should have looked at this.
Digimon. Is that Digimon? What was that? What is this?
Is it Japanese or Canadian? Well, what were you saying?
Wait, I'm trying to figure out the language.
I'm more just scarred for life. This
Shut up. Damn it, now they stop talking. It's like...
Oh my goodness.
It's like Swedish or something.
Yeah,
it's
that was weird.
It's one of those good European countries that have their shit together so we don't hear about them because they don't make the news. But awesome, we're watching commercials in this. I'm embarrassed for us.
We will sync it back up.
This is better quality than the ones that I have, though.
Yeah.
Because I have like ones that are like VHS, VHS, VHS rips. It's weird that they... Oh, they're from those smart countries that speak more than one language. Yeah. So they can just broadcast a show in English and then commercials.
Coming back from clips. Okay, they're walking down the street.
All right, well, right now we're back on the episode. They're walking down the thing. The kid's juggling. I don't know if they cast him because he can juggle. I don't think there was juggling in the book. Maybe there was. I can juggle. Connie can juggle. Gio, can you juggle?
No, I can't.
Well, you Lame!
Can, anything that involves skill or ability to do things, I can't do.
You can run and lift things and stuff, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have those abilities. I have drink, sit, talk abilities.
I'm pretty good at running.
Hmm?
I'm pretty good at running.
I really want to see Ryan Gosling's nose now.
I want to see full cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably did that.
Apparently he couldn't act then, either. He got an acting job.
Huh. Oh, not Mickey Knox.
What is up with every 90s show having a redheaded bully? Every redhead I know is, like, somewhat effeminate and not tough at all.
Also, I feel like this redhead guy played a pussy in some other show.
I've seen him in other things.
Yeah. He's like, finally I get to branch out and play the tough guy now that I've aged into toughness.
I love also that we know that that's a camera. They knew initially, and we don't know why they knew initially. The bullies, though, immediately know, and they're supposed to be stupid.
Also, lots
Again,
of,
running.
Lots of 90s haircuts made your head look like a penis, if you're a man. Not the redhead boy, but the other guy.
Sadly, I know what you're saying.
Finally.
Yeah.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I never thought about it. I want to judge you for saying it, but it does make sense. It's a legitimate point you just made.
I did one. And I can stop acting so poorly.
She kind of looks like my old friend Nate. Which is weird, because she's a girl.
She looks like she was born to be somebody's stepmom.
She's born... That's her tattoo. It has flames and a big skull, and then it's judging you with its eyes in the skull, and it just says, born to be stepmom.
You cleaned your room.
Girl's got attitude.
Your father's giving me his inheritance, Greg.
I just got that. That's awesome. We're going to have our own kids that are mine, that we love more.
How much of a bummer is it that most people that are, like, legit actors... were acting at least in their teenagers because they had, like, parents and stuff that helped them out and stuff. You essentially have... I guess that makes sense why there is so many stage moms and stuff. Like, our parents are never like, Dune, Geo, get out there. Go be a star. They were like, Dune, stop drinking. It'll never lead anywhere. Why are you reading Goosebumps? You're a grown man.
Giovanni, you're too ugly to walk through a storefront that has video cameras like a Sears. Make sure to avoid those.
Go around back, yeah. Giovanni, here's a ski mask. It's summer, Mom.
Shut up. You don't photograph well. If you thought you look bad in person, just wait till you're burned into the image, into the NTSC format.
Oh my gosh, she's a Texas Ranger.
She's dead, kid. We found her in an alley, semen in her panties, blood in her throat. Tell us what happened. You broke her neck, things get rough.
Wait, that guy's like 15 that's supposed to be a cop. He looks like Muscles from Epic Mealtime. Can't act and wearing annoying glasses.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You seem like a psychic young man. When did I last shave my mustache?
Why did they have two really young people playing old in this? It's not like a high school play. It would have been easier just to do that.
I feel
that.
Like I know that actor beneath the glasses. If they show his face one more time.
It's actually Tom Cruise. He's such a passionate Goosebumps fan that he's willing to be in any episode they'd fit him in.
It's, what's his... It's Ben Sherman. It's a guy from OC who's now in Southland. It's the young cop Ben Sherman. It's, he was on Carolla's show with the other guy from Southland.
I don't know if you're serious or not.
No, it is.
You can tell...
No, it's not him. It's Scott Speedman. It's the one from Felicity. That's who it is. It's a guy that she was in love with in Felicity that she followed to college.
You understand that he's wearing the Unabomber's disguise, yeah. Essentially. He is disguised right now.
Profile. Yeah, I'm really good. That's the guy that's Scott Speedman, yeah. He's the one that was on that show. Now he's on that show where they're on a submarine and they steal nuclear bombs.
I truly do not know if you're fucking with me.
No, I'm not. He's that guy.
We saw like 4 inches of face from a grainy Goosebumps rip.
Any male actor, I can tell who he is by the lower third of his jaw.
Okay, who's that guy? Balls. My
dad. It's your dad?
Yeah.
That's why you don't recognize him? Hey-o! No, but seriously, you don't have a father
juggling
figure.
Juggling again.
I need to learn how to juggle.
I'll teach you how to juggle. He will teach you.
I was talking to him.
We'll have a juggling seminar tonight.
I was talking to him. And I trust me, they've tried to teach me at school many times. My mom's buddy, when I was growing up, one of her friends was a champion juggler.
You mean a child molester?
Yeah.
Champion juggler. Anyone that's, like, amateur magician, juggler...
I was too unattractive.
Dabbled in ventriloquism.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't worry about it. Anytime I was around some weird character in my past, just assume I was not molested.
Okay.
Much to my chagrin.
Yeah. Such is life, you know. Oh, now the camera's broken. I can juggle the parts.
A vagina opened up at the bottom, right?
I just like, this is too weird. Look. Oh, God.
Can I get a line reading? Yeah. We need you to be as dry and not in the moment as possible.
You know more about shows and productions and that sort of thing than me.
Yeah.
How many days do they film an episode of this?
Typically, a TV show is done in 7 or 8 days on a really intensive production. When children are involved, you can kind of assume it's going to be the same because of the child labor law rules. But typically, I have a 20-minute show. You should be able to get done in 4 days. It just depends on if you shoot in Canada, you shoot in the U.S., and what kind of production, but no more than 7 days for these, probably.
Oh, I don't think they spent a full week on it. My thing, there's no way that they shot this in 2 days or something,
no.
Though, right? Because I feel like I could. That's, my main point.
Well, me and Dune are doing a shot-for-shot recreation of Predator inside his apartment. The only found items in his apartment. Luckily, we will have some spare mandibles, thanks to his awesome girlfriend. And we're going to shoot that within 30 hours, so... If we could do that, I'm sure they could have done this in a couple of days.
If I talk to the right guy and get a little money together, we can do it a lot quicker. Wink.
Why is the Predator's nose bleeding? Don't worry about it.
Just keep chugging along. And then by the end of it, it's like, all right, we did that all in 12 hours. And then at the end, it's going to be like, fuck, we left the lens cap
their
on.
Blood was green, not kind of pinkish.
Yeah, and constantly flowing only from their nose.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, just let's keep chugging along. Original Predator? I like Predator 2 so much more, but I understand.
I used to love Predator 2 more. The parts of it don't hold up, you're abusing it.
You understand that I don't have a single plant in my home, right?
Yeah.
It takes place in the forest?
Yeah. We're going to make our own fake trees, I think. We're going to shred some t-shirts and stuff. Again, mandibles are really all we need.
I feel like I'm wearing a bright green shirt right now. We could just put that on a hanger.
And we're going to alternate around between cast members. We're like, 1 minute I'll be in blackface as one of the black guys. Carl Weathers getting the arm cut off. You'll be the Indian guy. I'll be Arnold at the end. You'll be Arnold at the end. We'll switch it back and forth. There'll just be no continuity at all. Like, why did Arnold just gain 50 pounds? And why is he screaming weird? Why does he have a beard now?
Oh, yeah, the guy's name, like, Spider and the Henchman or something.
Yeah, you read the book.
Yes, I did. That's why I don't remember anything. Reading out loud ruins my memory even more so than just reading normally, because you have to pay attention now you're reading.
On Blonde Gnomes Part 1, where I just read 2 pages and I have no memory of what I just read, so should I do it again? I think you did do it again, or you did? I couldn't remember what happened.
No, I don't think I remember doing that. I just don't remember if I was making jokes or anything either. This guy, at this time period, was just heavily into Jonan Vasquez's work.
Also, as a little insider for people, for people watching or listening to your shit, do you edit the PDFs before you read them? Like, when the dicks or faggots are in there? Is that on the fly, dicks and faggots, or is that planned dicks and faggots?
I don't edit anything, no.
So when you're reading it, that's all on the fly jokes coming.
Yeah, honestly, most Goosebumps I haven't read.
I just assume you went in and like found any mention of a brother's
sister. I don't ever do any preparation. I find out what book I'm going to read. I hope the PDF works. I go to the very last...
Doesn't it often go to Jax commercials in the middle?
I go to the very last page. I see what number it is. Then I make a mental note of when I'm going to stop reading, because I'm already excited to stop before I start. Because I'm a horrible person. And then I start reading. But no, I don't ever check anything out. I just keep going. I don't make mental notes to say the word faggot.
Do know this actor.
It's Fat Paul Rubens, I know.
Is the twist ending that's an old version of himself?
Huh?
Is it the twist ending that's an old version of himself? Of Ryan.
Oh, is it? And, oh my god, my Paul Rubens fat assessment was perfect. And oh my god, Ryan Gosling's ugly. No wonder he fits that schnoz. It's a secret from everyone.
But if your kids leave my dungeon, who am I going to rape?
Yeah. Whoa.
Your soul is mine. Oh, our camera Shang Tsung. Oh, that explains it.
The Aborigines were right about something. What's in the picture? What is in the fucking picture? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Is he in the picture himself? Really? There's no way that this is how it ended in the book.
This fisheye lens is very unflattering for my double chin, please.
Oh, sorry, we were filming a skate video in the 90s earlier, we needed the fisheye lens. Well, we're going to use it to make a Bloodhound Gang video in a little bit.
Along comes Mary.
Is that in a fisheye?
No, I think fire, water, burn. Or maybe the bad touch.
Hey! What dorkweeds!
I love that they went through all that trouble.
We're both 18-year-old teenage punks. What should we do on a Saturday night? Let's find that camera. What about good some drugs and alcohol and pornography? No, let's find that camera. It's a space camera.
We're Christian bullies.
I'm like the Anthony Michael Hall of my generation, right?
Let's get in some wholesome trouble.
You kind of are, actually.
Oh, he's back out again.
The majesty of my double chin.
That's the worst wig ever.
And the worst double chin ever.
Oh my god, so that was that. Oh yeah, the kid was named Bird. I made a bunch of bird jokes in there.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even realize on this one. That was our first commentary on these. That was good. I remember the pacing on the show being slow, despite the fact that it takes me 3 hours to read one book.
Yeah, but it's tiny, really slow pacing. But
there's not much that goes on, yeah.
And mostly you get 40 minutes for the double episodes. Still, Are You Afraid of the Dark, more concise and freaky.
I think I like this more just because I have the weird obsessive thing with it. Oh my god, there's more of this Jedix. Oh, Saban.
Yeah.
Saban?
Saban.
Spock? Spock Red?
It's Saban.
Saget?
The Power Rangers.
No, not Saban.
Power Rangers providers.
Huh. All right, well, also, Samurai Pizza Cats.
Oh, yeah.
That's very important. Gee, God. Okay. You want to keep doing some of these?
Yeah. A little bit? I'm up for Weekend at Birdies. I'm up for more of these. I'm up for a surprise for the listener.
All right, well, I don't know. I'll probably put this up on Dune Reads Goosebumps, see if there's any reaction. I definitely will. I'll see what people say. And if they want more...
Why'd you bring a faggot on your show?
Hey!
Wow. Hey, what the
fuck? Wow, leave my girlfriend alone.
Hey, now.
Any final words, Gio? Any final words, Tanny?
Your cat is fucking high.
Is she okay high?
No, she's fine.
Oh, now I'm all worried.
No, she's fine. That's exactly what catnip is supposed to do.
That's what you had this whole time, and meanwhile, you could have just done this, and you're like, no, no, I refuse.
Now I need to go cuddle with her and see if she's okay.
She's okay.
Pretty spooky.
Do I say this?
I don't know.
You know, I don't even know exactly. Oh, she's fine. She's cute. There she is. She's awake. Hi, baby girl. That being said, do I say, get it spooky?
Yeah, spooky.
Both stay and get it spooky, bitches.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's good.